Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Project 613 here in Chicago. And sorry for missing last week. Boy, oh boy, it has been crazy around here in the Garfinkel family home, as you will hear, all with great things. I wanted to open up with a note of gratitude. This past week, June 1st, 2023, was the 13th year bar mitzvah anniversary of when we started working with Jewish young professionals in downtown Chicago. June 1st, 2010. Way back when, with Jet YP, shout out to Rabbi Zev Kahn, for whom I worked then. We launched this together. It was very, very, very exciting. And really, there were four young professionals who led the way. Michael Farah, Laura Klibben, now Laura Dembritzer, Terry Herbstman, now Terry Apple, and Rosalind Turner, now Rosalind Yaffe. So the four of them helped recruit 20 top Jewish young professionals in a boardroom of Bank of America. And we got that boardroom because of a great, great Jew named Ariel Eber, a dear friend of mine. And it launched really so many amazing, amazing things. You know, many of these four were coming to our classes we were giving to college students. And I'm like, why are you coming to the classes? I don't mind you come, but why isn't there anything else going on? And they said, Rabbi, there's no one teaching Torah in downtown Chicago. I could not believe it. And so, Baruch Hashem, we all galvanized, and that has led to tremendous blessing. Hashem's blessing upon us. We feel blessed to have impacted so many Jewish lives, and countless families have come from those efforts, and we ourselves feel incredibly blessed to be touched by so many incredible people in our lives. We daven, we pray to continue for another 13 years, another 30 years, another, God willing, many, many, many more decades of impacting Jewish lives in downtown Chicago and beyond. Okay, and on that note, we'll leave you on a little bit of a suspense. We have a big week coming up for Project 613. Some big news, God willing, on the horizon. Stay tuned. And possibly even by next week, we shall see if I can announce some exciting stuff happening on the podcast. All right, so here we go. So this past Monday, which was Memorial Day. Yes, Memorial Day. In fact, my wife's car seems to get a flat tire every national holiday. The previous one also got. So Monday started out with a flat tire. Okay. Now, a flat tire, but this was really flat, and it's on Memorial Day, so there's no one really coming. No one's coming. We had the benefit of amazing Jewish people coming down, Chaverim, which is a volunteer car helping roadside assistance. Unfortunately, our tire was difficult to get off. Long story short, I will save you all the gory details through our car insurance. We got roadside assistants who had to tow our car. It was back and forth. Baruch Hashem, it was like a, probably from start to finish, about a 5-hour ordeal to get our car to the gas station that we have our repairs done, in which tomorrow, the next day, Tuesday, could be repaired. All right, so that was what was going on. Monday was crazy day. And then I just was exhausted. So around 9:30 at night, I like start cuddling up on the couch because I needed just a little bitty nap to be able to get through the night. You know, sometimes you just need like a little shut eye just to get through that next thing. And right when my head was about to hit the pillow, I hear the primordial scream that is reserved. It is a scream that all husbands know and don't necessarily love, but is the scream that indicates a creepy crawler bug or such a variety of varmint, whatever type of thing, Or the only other option that could lead to that scream of intensity is a backup in the basement pipe. Yes, the pipe that goes out to the sewer, backed up in our basement with a substance that I could only describe as black volcanic gook. And it was like the blob going, and my wife and I were down there scraping it up and trying to hold it back and put it in buckets in the dry vac. And we had a dry vac because this has happened before. And I'm spare you all the details. And when we tried, somewhat got under control, I was like, look up someone, emergency plumber online. And I had already looked one up the night before because we had a small issue. Bottom line is, I called this guy and he's like, I will help you. Do not worry. I will help. First things first, unplug the sump pump. Now, I grew up in California. There were no sump pumps. I don't know what a sump pump is, but in Chicago, there's sump pumps. Unplug it. Anyway, I unplugged it and Baruch Hashem, it was fine. That began a journey. A journey that Tuesday, where our new good friend Mike, the plumber, came out and he said, there's no choice. He showed us underground. There was a pipe was holding water a significant amount, and there was no fixing this unless we would dig. So Tuesday starts the cement. Breaking up the cement with the cement saw, and we see our front walk. We don't have a driveway, but our front walk up to our house getting obliterated. And then there it is. Okay, on Wednesday, we have a crane in front of our house digging out a pit. 8 to 10 feet deep, a massive crater in our front yard with an exorbitant, inordinate amount of mud and gook on the dirt was dug up on our lawn. Okay, so that's Wednesday. And Wednesday he replaced one of the pipes and we looked back in. It's not enough. We gotta go deeper. So that was the end of Wednesday. Thursday, the concrete was too thick for him, so we had to get a concrete guy to come and cut it, who did it on Friday. And now on Monday, we're going to dig more. So we do not have resolution yet what's going to be with this pipe, but God willing, it will all be great. But this incident of the pipe, this sewer pipe, the service line as they call it, has some very deep and important lessons that I'd like to share for you. All right, so here's some perspectives. So in the middle of this whole thing, Tuesday night, we have the amazing perk of having Rabbi Yaakov Marcus come from Yerushalayim. A lot. He teaches at Neve Yerushalayim, one of the great teachers of our generation. Excellent didactic teacher, bringing students through the text of the Torah in a very, very precise way with profound impact. And his son, Rabbi Mordechai Marcus, as many of you know, is our rabbi on staff with his amazing rabbits in Shoshana. So Rabbi Marcus taught on Tuesday night the story of Yaakov and Angel and the angel wrestling. Okay, it's a very strange story. We can't go the whole thing now, but we'll try to cut to the chase. Okay, so what exactly is going on in the story? There's some very unique features of this. First of all, who's he wrestling? Is this a physical match? An angel, last time I checked, angels don't have bodies. Okay, so who is he wrestling with, and how is this going down? And at the very end of the story, the angel says, I'm skipping over a lot, obviously. The angel says to him, hey, in my own language, I'm out of here. I got to go sing Shira. I got to go sing to God. What? I mean, so it's like at the end of the story, it's like the angel had a music lesson. I was like, what's going on? It's like, oh, time out. Okay, Yaakov, you beat me. And I have a music lesson. I got to go sing to Hashem. A very bizarre story. Okay, so again, cutting to the chase because we don't have time to go through the entire story, but I encourage everyone to do so. What is this angel? This angel is the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzirah is the evil inclination. It's also known as the Satan, the Satan. Oh, sorry, a little Saturday Night Live throwback over there. The Satan. Now, Judaism and Christianity have very different notions of what the Satan is. In Christianity, the Satan is a World Wrestling Federation partner, competitor against the Almighty. Ding, ding, ding. And in this corner, we have God Almighty. Ding, ding, ding. And in the other corner, we have Satan. And you have two independent powers battling each out. That is heresy, according to Judaism. There is only one power and one source of everything, and that is the Almighty. The Satan in Hebrew thought is really a malach, is an angel, which means he is a force of the Almighty sent to the world for specific missions. What is it? Liston means to block up or to stop. So it's really the goal of the Satan is to make things happen, to make our lives difficult, to block our way forward, to be that sparring partner, to be the drill sergeant that is going to put us through difficulties in order to bring out our greatness. Now, where is the focus of the Satan? The focus of the Satan is usually driving us to choose our lower physical drives and not allowing us or challenging us to prevent us from elevating us to our spiritual potential. So constant points of conflict, food, drink, sleep, intimacy, the drive for honor, glory, etc. These are points of conflict that the Satan loves, the Yetzirah loves. Ever try a diet? Oh boy, it's tough. Why? Because we like eating. We like eating. Okay? Drinking nice things, sleeping, etc. You can go down the list. Because the goal of the Satan is to drag us down into physicality. Not that physicality is bad, but to mire us in physicality and not to have us be in control of our relationship with the physical world, which is the goal in Judaism. Okay, so what happened? So eventually, they're struggling all night. It's really a spiritual struggle. It's a spiritual struggle. Imagine you're on a diet, right? And you have dessert come right in front of you. That battle, that inner battle, now put that on steroids times 1,000 or 1,000,000. That's what was going on between Yaakov and the angel. Okay, now let me tell you a little about the rules of angels. The rules of angels are like this. Whenever they fulfill their mission, they sing praise to Hashem. They sing a song of praise to Hashem. They fulfilled their mission. I, sir. They come and they sing. Song is entity, is a vehicle for expression of ultimate fulfillment. And so when the angels have fulfilled their duty, they fulfilled what the Almighty wants them, they sing a song of praise to Him. So the angel, the Satan, he didn't have a music lesson. He had fulfilled his purpose by wrestling with Yaakov. Now, well, why did he sing just then? Because Yaakov was the very first human being to overcome the angel, the Yetzirah, the Satan, in that way. And then the angel sang to Hashem because that is what the angel wants. Now listen to this. This is a very subtle point. The Satan's job, the Yetzirah's job, is to challenge us, but he wants us to succeed. He wants us to dig deep into the core of our beings to overcome the inner negative drives and to withstand also external challenges with patience and with the recognition that everything that happens to us is for the best. So we really develop our greatness by overcoming obstacles and challenges. I usually call it the sparring partner, right? And as you start in your featherweight class and you move up and you become greater in a heavier weight class and grow up, then your sparring partner grows up with you. Okay? Rabbi Marcus had a fascinating analogy. He called it a drill sergeant. And the drill sergeant, when the cadets come into the Air Force, or you pick the military, right? There's 150 of them want to be fighter pilots. His job is to whittle them down until 30 or 10 even sometimes. And so therefore, he will do everything he can to whittle down these pledges and these cadets. But when he gets his 30 that actually have survived, he will pass them on with great pride to the officer in charge. He said, these are the 30 that survived and that made it. And he's proud of them. And that is exactly how we see the Yetzer Hara. He challenges us, but he does not want us to fail. He wants us to make it. And therefore, this is one of the ways, one of the answers to why the bad things happen to good people. We don't say bad. Challenging. Who says it's bad? Who says a challenge is bad? Everyone knows that you become great when you overcome challenges. And so therefore, in our house, we don't say it's bad weather. It's challenging weather. It's disappointing weather. It is not the weather that we had wanted, but it's not bad weather, right? Same thing. We don't have a bad day. We have a challenging day or this or whatever day, but it's not bad because everything the Almighty sends us is for the good. That is the lesson here. And I want to share with just a few other incredible aspects of this broken pipe that are really, I find, incredible. Okay, so everyone needs to live in a Jewish community. It's just bottom line. Because the chesed, the kindness of a Jewish community is you're not a person on an island alone. Your neighbors take care of us. We had neighbors who were away. They let us use their home for, you know, showers, washing clothes, you name it. Okay, and even though that they are back, obviously their home is open and we have offers from many of our neighbors. And thank God our water is working currently. Okay, and there's another really sweet kind of story is we had a pod. Now, a pod is we're doing some work in our house to expand our ability to host more Project 613 Young Professionals. And we had to take down a wall, redo a floor, etc. So we needed a pod to hold our stuff. And I really didn't want it in the front yard. Let's keep it incognito. Let's do it in the backyard. Now, in the middle of putting it in the backyard, the delivery guy, who was actually really nice, ended up damaging our neighbor's deck, which was not the nicest thing in the world. And hopefully they will fix it. If not, I might advertise they didn't on the podcast. No, I wouldn't do that. Well, maybe I would. I don't know. Anyway, so what happened? When our pipe burst and our neighbor saw that the digger and our whole way to fix this pipe was by digging in our front yard, she came over to us and she said, "Don't worry about my deck. Everything's fine because I see that Hashem, God wanted it this way. If your pod had been on your front lawn, there is no way you would have been able to fix this. It would have taken days to remove the pod and fix and remove the contents." And she said, "This is what God wanted." That's what it means to have Jewish neighbors. Because we look at things. This is what Hashem wanted. Okay, another one idea here that's just so powerful. This is one pipe. One pipe wreaks havoc. You have teams of people. You got the diggers and you got the concrete people. And it's unbelievable. One pipe doesn't work. Okay, and it wreaks so much havoc. It's a very rudimentary structure. But in our body, by adulthood, do you know how many miles of blood vessels we have inside our bodies? Take a guess. I'll give you 5 seconds. Do, 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 do. Okay, that's 5 seconds. We have 60,000 miles of blood vessels inside our bodies. That's more than twice the distance around the world. And those vessels keep blood flowing, supplying tissues with oxygen and nutrients and keeping your organs, including your heart, healthy and everything. And That's blood vessels. Do you know how many miles of nerves there are in the human body? No, it's not as much as blood. There's 60,000 miles of blood vessels. There are 37 miles of nerves in the human body. That's like the electrical system that's going on with the brain and telling our whole body how to function. Okay? And they, by and large, work. And it's unbelievable. And so we have to, I use this as an analogy to see How are we going to pass the steps? Because we're going to appreciate the pipes in our own bodies that work and have gratitude that if one pipe breaks, the entire house is stopped up and havoc is wreaked. And yet the Almighty has so many thousands of miles of pipes and nerves in the human body that work. Thank God. Oh my goodness. Have we thanked the Almighty for our pipes? So those are just some of the lessons from this episode. We don't know what the ending is. We will find out more on Monday. So have everyone put up a little prayer, Davin. We do not control what happens to us in life, but we do control how we react to it. God willing, we will all respond positively to all the challenges that we may face. We pray to the Almighty to remove our challenges, but when we have them, we will face them with faith and trust in the Almighty. Have a great day. We'll see you back right here for another exciting edition of Monday Motivation.